This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. El Paso and Teller counties are getting almost $7 million to help stem the opioid abuse crisis. CPR's reporter Dan Boyce says it's part of nearly $400 million Colorado is set to receive from drug makers.
Johnson & Johnson and the country's three largest pharmaceutical distributors agreed to pay the money as part of a settlement. 19 regions in Colorado will split much of it up. And the Gazette reports the Pikes Peak region will spend its share on things like youth prevention efforts and helping those in recovery. Fentanyl-related deaths in El Paso County have doubled in each of the past 5 years. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Colorado lawmakers are debating whether to create harsher penalties for truckers who drive without a proper license. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
Right now, truckers who get caught without a commercial driver's license are fined just over $100. The state Senate has passed a bill that would make that a misdemeanor crime. The State Trucking Association says it's more in line with the national standard. But the state House reversed those changes, keeping it a traffic violation. The differences will be hashed out in a committee meeting. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
The city of Pueblo is asking residents to vote on a mural design that will eventually be painted along the Arkansas River. Residents have five options to choose from, all of which incorporate the five flags on Pueblo City Seal to celebrate the city's history. The mural will be painted on the rebuilt levee lining the Arkansas River. Voting is open through next Friday. This is CPR News and KRCC. Thanks for tuning in on this sunny Monday afternoon. Highs along the Front Range today are near the 60s and on the western slope in the lower 50s.